Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City on a Saturday morning. Everybody survived Thanksgiving. And let's check in with Mike Jeffcoat and see how he's Cadillacing this morning. Mike, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, just rolling with the flow, buddy.
I hear you. I know there's a lot of people waking up with some empty pockets this morning.
Oh, after that game last night,
can you imagine how much money got lost on that game last night?
Well, kind of like that. What game was it that? I think it was the Texans game. I think 86 point something percent of the money was on their opponent.
Yeah.
The big boys in Vegas made a killing off of that one.
Yeah, they did. They did last night, too.
Yeah, they did. Well, what was it like? I didn't even look at game time. I heard it was like a two-point spread. It wasn't much.
The last I saw was three.
Three? But, well,
yeah. Well, but they covered it, that. Dropped, but, yeah, you think? Wow. I mean, it's crazy what's going on in sports right now.
It is.
Just like the Cowboys. I mean,
they look crazy. Unbeatable. How did they lose those games at the beginning of the year? I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah. That offense is, man, that's nasty.
Yeah, but they got a trade deadline helped them a bunch on that defense.
Well, it's what you got to do. Everybody else does it. You might as well.
You bet. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I know we did.
Yeah, everybody did. That's good.
So, I'm back in River Bottom, and I ain't got no meat in the freezer yet, so I guess I am, but I've been trying to kill her for the last couple of weeks, but I think she's figured it out. She's just staying hid right now, and I guarantee you, I know she's
probably wore out from being chased all fall.
I know. She's burned.
Oh, it's a barren
I know.
Bow? Okay, well.
Yeah, she ain't
just
had
fat
nothing.
Just fat and sassy then.
Yeah, she ain't had nothing in probably 5 years, and I guarantee she's 8 years old. But smart, God, she's smart.
But well, yeah. Anyhow, those will knock you off a lot easier in bucks will.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when the rut's on. bucks don't care about nothing. Yeah, so. Other than that, that's about it, Mick. I'm just like you, going with the flow. And,
right.
As far as the fishing end of it, I mean, it's been decent in Venice. I mean, now the offshore's off the hook. Them pogie balls have done wadded up out there. And, I mean, Eddie Berger had two over 200 last week.
Whoa,
one day.
Lord.
Yeah, he had a 212 and a 202, a 203. Yeah.
Some big yellow bins right there, man.
Yeah, he got some jumbos there.
So, yeah. Definitely jumbos.
But I know the river's trying to jump back up, so you know it's going to be wintertime fishing for sure now. Everything gets pushed back out. And most trout need a break anyhow, so.
Yeah, they could use a little rest. I mean, it's,
yeah, they have stopped on them trout.
I've been seeing all the photos from over there, and I'm going, man, they are just. Those are some liberal limits over there. Golly, that's piles of fish. Gut piles.
Well, like, you know, we've said it. Me and you've talked about it. I mean, most of them big shots you're showing, that's multiple boats. Because, I mean, majority of the trips over are three.
Pile them up. For the pile whole trip. Right. I understand.
Yeah.
Still, it just doesn't look good.
No, it don't. But they don't understand that. You know, it's just like a couple of guys that thought that deal about the redfish, you know, getting cut back.
Right.
And it's all about social media. They can't pile them up and make that big, big photo, you know. So, but all they took away was one, and then the captains, you know, can't keep theirs.
That's not that much.
You know, one of the prominent ones down there, I heard him talking to, I forget who he was talking to, but he was talking about, you know, he really put a hurt on me, and I just sat there and listened to it. I'm going, really? And his main deal was that he couldn't keep his. You know, and it's all about making that picture, you know.
Well, they did all that to us years ago, way before y'all did it. And then every time they cut our limits here, it's always in half.
Yep.
You know, we went from 20. Yep. Into 10, into 5, and they were afraid to go to 2.5, so they went to 3.
And you'll never get it back.
Big stink over there. What was the trout size? It was 12 inches, so they went to 13 now, but they were talking about 13.5, and everybody was going crazy over that half inch, man.
Yeah.
Going, well, seriously?
But on the defense of that, you know, them, I don't know what they was thinking. You know, a half inch, come on.
I mean, seriously, even an inch, I mean.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know if they come up with that deal that, you know, they can breed at 13 inches or 13 and a half inches, and I'm going, come on.
Well, TP&W's always said that our fish don't spawn till they hit 15 or whatever, and then Louisiana always says 12 inches. They spawn at 12 over there, so.
Well, I can tell you what, I've cleaned them many a trout, and 12-inch fish do have eggs on them, so.
See there?
Yeah.
Well, I've never been able to find out because we've never been able to clean 12 inches over here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, boy, but come on now, way back in the day you could. So, but. No, deer hunting is.
Yeah, well, way back in the day, we didn't catch 12-inch trout.
No, that's true. Now, you're exactly right.
They were all big trout.
Yeah, their mama eat them. So, but change it back to the hunting side of it, I mean, we still have no birds. You know, and maybe this next front will bring some. I don't know. I think Wednesday morning, Rusty and youngest boy come and hunted Tuesday and Wednesday morning, and we got back to camp and trying to get out of here to go get ready for Thanksgiving. And we were standing here, and Rusty said, "You had a wind squawking?" I said, "Yeah."
Yeah.
And there's about 30 wood ducks flew by and lit right here on the slough in front of the camp.
Really? That's
cool. Better not stick around because we don't have but just a handful of duck hunters down here anyhow, but there's one bunch of them, though. They're dedicated. I mean, I'm surprised they ain't been by this morning. They generally come by this camp about 4:30, and they'll stay till 10, 11 o'clock. And that Wednesday morning, they shot 4 times, and that was it. So you got to be dedicated to that.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, my old buddy Daryl sent me a nice trap he had Thanksgiving morning. Good for right now. Pretty nice trap of ducks. You know, gadwall, widgeon, teal, a lot of green weeds on it.
I know widgeon. Them. I know.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I heard the toast is still holding up. Venice is not. There's no ducks downriver. There's some up above Venice.
Right.
Because that grass didn't get killed, but everything got killed down. You know, and that's the deal. When that river gets that low and that salt water pushes in there, it's going to kill all that grass.
Right. So,
them duck hunters would rather have a muddy river than they would a clean river. So.
Y'all lost a lot of your wild rice, too, didn't you?
Oh, it bounced back and killed.
Did it?
Like I said, oh, yeah. It was stupid this year, but
no doubt.
When that river dropped, that salt water comes, that wild rise is history.
Yeah, it can't take.
And I mean, it just goes away.
Oh,
so, you know. And then we had all them extreme tides, and you know that old dead stuff got sucked out of there. So it's just barren ground right now on a low tide.
Right.
But. And I hear up on the prairie up there, I talked to Scott the other morning, he called me and said he got some sand hills. And he said, but he drove 1,000 miles in 2 days. And he said he saw maybe 1,000 geese, maybe.
Dang.
And, yeah.
You're talking about up the panhandle?
No, I'm talking about Eagle Lake and all that out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah. You know, because they just can't get enough water. So, I don't know. I heard, I think it was the last weekend when we got that front. One of them fronts we got one morning, I heard two different flocks of geese and flying right down the river. And they probably was 15 in one bunch, maybe 20 in the other bunch. I'm going,
Man, I've heard... One little flight of speckle bellies one night here at my house this year. I've heard more sandhills than I have geese.
Yeah, yep, same here.
You know, they just don't fly over my area anymore like they used to, especially at night.
Well, there's no feed.
They're just
There's no feed for them.
No.
And you know, I heard one of the biologists talk about it, and on them geese, it's like Louisiana, you know, when I-10 you used to 20 years ago, you could leave Lake Charles and you'd be solid geese all the way to Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
But
well,
they changed that way
to Chambers County all the way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just
I-10,
you know, you had all of Katy, and then over here, just not anymore.
Well, the rice that they are planting now is what that Bob says is a hybrid rice, and them geese don't like it. I mean, he told me, he said, it's a proven fact because they've got geese that, you know, they clip wings on and use them for, you know, experimental. And he said they plant different plots of rice for them. And he said, them geese won't eat.
Amazing.
Yep.
And that's something. I figured a goose would eat anything.
You sure enough eat that wheat, though, or ryegrass, either one.
Ryegrass, wheat, hey, buddy, they're like wheat eaters.
No, it's like out there in Lubbock where we go and hunt.
Right.
Them wheat fields out there. I mean, they'll set us up, you know, way before daylight, and it gets daylight, and I'm going, hey, yep, there ain't no wheat right here where we are. He said, no, they don't eat all that. He said, look out there about 100 yards over where the spread's at. He said, they're coming. Don't worry. He's all, they're all, them guys out there are so cool.
Yeah.
The best guys I've ever hunted with there.
I got a bird nest on the ground, too, man.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I got something to work with.
Yeah, they do. So, you know, and it's like here, I mean, we just don't have the farming.
No,
you know, you take Hardin, Jefferson, Chambers County. The farming's just not here like it was back in the day.
No, sir. So
we just don't have it for them. Now, I ain't understanding these wood ducks, but because the Aiken situation is stupid. I watched deer yesterday eating. They eat a mouthful of corn and straight to the Americans they go.
Yeah.
It just ain't been enough rain to affect the Americans. And I have no
laying stuff on the ground, dry and good. I mean, the crows and the squirrels are still eating me alive over here. Same thing.
You know, that's weird, though, because I left the house about noon yesterday, and there was a yearling deer running across the pasture house. I mean, I'm talking 12 o'clock straight up there at the house, and I went. And she was lost, I could tell. I guess her mama was, maybe mama might get, she's a little bit, she ain't kicked off. And I don't know, maybe her mama got killed or was off with her boyfriend. But Dwayne, we both left. We left about 2 o'clock to go hunt. He left before I did. He called me three different times, better get in the woods, just there. And he said he seen more deer than he's driving his buggy he did once he got to stand. And I was like, what? I got to stand by. Yep, midday bites on these deer right now. Well, that's how that moon is right now. So.
Yep.
But we got a little rut trying to start back up. We'll see what happens.
Good.
I noticed all the ground scrapes are fresh again. And
well, get after it, man. Put one down. Get them.
I got a picture of one. All right. Well, everybody have a rest of the weekend safe time. So
we will
holler at you later.
All right, Mike. Throw them out a number, dog.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Vision.
You got it, man. Mike, have a good night. Be safe.
You too.
See you, man. All right. Bayou City Angler, they're Houston's fishing outfitter. They stock a wide variety of the industry's best gear by the most trusted brands. They have wade fishing gear, fly fishing gear, all their fly tying components, along with rods, reels, lines, lures. Great inventory of Waterloo rods, like everybody's favorite, the Slam Mag and HP Light. They got plenty of them. Shimano reels, Lose Reels, Sims gear, Southerly, and Poncho, to name a few. And they have offshore tackle for the serious angler, plenty of that. And be sure to go by and visit a very nice tackle store. It's trusted by our community with great service. They're easy to find, 8933 Katy Freeway. That's right next to Carter's Country and Good Company Barbecue. Again, 8933 Katy Freeway. Here's their number, 832-831-3104. Bayou City Angler, Houston's fishing outfitter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 520 here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's go down to G-Town now. Let's check in with Captain James Plogg this morning. I know it's probably dead calm down there. Hey, James, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy? Oh, man, spilling coffee everywhere.
You got white cups or white caps in your coffee cups?
No, I'm spilling it, though. Might as well be white cups in it. Man, I spilled it everywhere.
Well, how was your Thanksgiving, my friend?
I was all good, buddy.
Well, did you feel thankful?
Oh, hell yeah. I promise you I do. Everybody does. I ain't even looked that side. I'm just getting going, man.
Are you? Well, it's... Boy, I had a good week like that, man. I was had all this time off, and, man, I got rested up. I feel so good. I feel like a new man.
Man, that's big time. I wish I felt rested up. Man, we got some water this morning. Gosh,
boy, no. We do. That tide bulled up with all that east wind yesterday, didn't it? Good Lord.
Yeah, it's high. Real high. Man, my boat's just afloat off.
Yeah.
Huh. What is the wind, southeast or south?
Well, it was due south in the Galveston Channel, but everywhere else it's kind of like south-southeast.
Yeah, it don't look true south.
No. But the Galveston Channel always reads different than everywhere else. Eagle Point's southeast 23 to 26 right now, and Morgan's Point's east-southeast 17 to 22.
What is it at the jetties?
I didn't look at the jetty this morning, but I can real quick. I'm sure it's crowding 30. Man, it was gusting to over 30 all day yesterday, 34, 35, 25 at the north jetty.
Sustained?
Sustained.
Oh, that's getting it. Yeah. And what is it? I bet it is southeast or south at the jetty?
Kind of south-southeast at the jetty.
Yeah. How you can look at that jetty? You look at the jetty and Eagle Point. At some point in time, whatever's at the jetty is coming to get you. At some point in time. You know, so, oh, man, it's calm up here. So, yeah, be calm for a little while.
Yeah, you can almost time it. Come get you some.
You can almost time it, Trinity Bay. You can watch about 9 o'clock and you see them white cats coming. I said, there's your Galveston wind right here. Just got here.
Galveston's coming to get us, and I'm always in the back of the bay when that happens. Got to come all the way back around, quartering the whole way, taking a beating and a bath.
I guess, what's the last day I went? Tuesday. Tuesday was terrible. Monday was actually pretty good. We caught a bunch of fish Monday. I say a bunch of reds. We caught some reds, caught three or four reds. And
yeah.
Monday was pretty good. But when nobody went fishing, I might have seen two boats. And it was nice in the morning. When they come in, man, it was smoking. It was blowing about 20 probably out of the south on Monday. And then I guess them storms or whatever got close or the front did whatever. And Tuesday was drop dead gorgeous. And it was millions of boats, and it was terrible fishing. We didn't catch nothing. We caught two. The little boy that came with me, Adam's kid, he's a good kid. He's like 12. I was laughing. He had a baseball cap on. I ain't never met the kid before. He took his cap off, and buddy, his hair fell out of there. He had hair and went down to his neck. I went, my gosh, boy, you got your head of hair now.
He had it all tucked up under his hat.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But he's a pretty good kid. But he said we caught 38 little reds, a little trout. But no, at the end of the day, we caught two. It was terrible.
Right.
Beautiful day, but nothing bit. Boats everywhere. And that's the last time I've been.
Yeah.
I may go look at something this morning just because I ain't got much to do. I ain't seen this water like this. Something I'd like to look at this morning real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Get after it.
Is it supposed to blow all day?
Yes. Blow all day, blow all night, blow all day tomorrow. We got all that weather coming in tonight. They're calling for everything I'm seeing staying above us, but there's a chance that we could get some severe weather down here on the coast tonight. We'll see.
Yes, I canceled yesterday. I canceled tomorrow. I thought that front, originally they had it kind of later in the morning, like, you know, you can get away with it. But then the next time I looked at it, it was, the fish weather had it down here at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm showing right now, 3, 4 o'clock hitting the coast.
Well,
what's Cameron doing now? Is he fishing anywhere?
No, fishing. They just brought the boat back.
Okay.
They came home Tuesday. So the boat's back in Galveston. Nah, he ain't doing nothing fishing with me. Or he's fishing some, trout fishing.
Yeah.
But nah, ain't nobody been nowhere. There was a little run there, but they weren't finished yet. And then when they got finished with the boat, Rod and them got busy. Nobody could go. He was going to try to make one more trip, but they just come down the beach Tuesday. He said he left at 6, and they pulled in the Galveston jetties at 6. So 6 hours. He said it was beautiful, though.
Right.
And the ride home was nice. But ain't nobody doing nothing, man.
Well, it's fishing.
Well, now, see, now you season. Got, well, you just get what you get now because the weather. You had all them nice days. Really, really, the weather in November was really awesome, honestly.
You couldn't ask for anything better than November's weather this year. You know,
it may have been crappy.
Lack of wind, no rain, I mean, no fronts. I mean, it was nice.
No, we rolled them up, buddy. You went every day. You didn't even look at the weather. Fishing, just okay, not that good. I think I just did it. I averaged 17 fish a day, so take it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
And I only had about maybe 4 or 5 days that I thought was really good. You know, the rest of them, it would just work. Now you fit to get all this weather. The fishing will get better, but yeah. You fit to fight the weather right now. You fit to fight it right now.
Well, you just got to play the winter game now between fronts, yeah. Before and after.
Well, I got to see where all my stuff is going to be fishing-wise. And then I got
something. Well, the thing I don't want to get into is that, you know, before the next front, you want those laydowns. And then you pull the front, and then we pull these northeast winds that are just out of control. So, you know, you want to get that pattern like we had in November when the front comes through, then it just lays down and stays calm behind it till the next one. Now you're getting all this suck and blow effect. That's what I don't like.
No, that ain't happening.
No.
Let me see what it looks like. See how my week's going to be. Oh, it drops out this afternoon, southeast 11 to 17. You know, in the morning, see, this is why I don't cancel nothing until it's time to, like in the morning. It's not going to be that strong wind till the afternoon. In the morning, and I got that cursor right here by my house, northwest 10 to 12 knots in the morning, nothing. Now, in the afternoon, it goes nutty, 17 to 21 knots, but that's why you don't cancel no trip. Monday, toast, 17 to 22 knots. Tuesday, 14 to 20 knots. Afternoon looks all right. Wednesday, you better put your big boy pants on for this week.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be friendly.
Get them waders on. Get on a protected shoreline somewhere.
There's nothing good, Mickey. A whole bunch of northeast.
Oh, no.
If you took the average for the week, it's northeast about 15 knots if you took the average.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like to me.
Yeah, so, hey, man, you got to enjoy them good days.
Maybe I can go on a duck hunt or something.
You know, I wish fishing would have been a little better, and it wasn't terrible. I mean, I'm just crying because I couldn't catch 30 fish by 10 o'clock in the morning and go
trying to hit golf
ball. I'm the one crying about it. It's actually okay.
Yeah.
but this is the, you know, now it's wintertime. We don't get any falls no more, Mickey. We get straight from
summer to winter.
Summer to winter.
No true falls anymore. You're exactly right. Daryl and I were talking about that the other day. We just go from summer to winter.
Yeah, I was running, forget what day it was, before the front. And, dude, when I got through, I'm like, man, this is like running in the middle of June. I mean, I was ringing wet. I mean,
yeah, hot in the afternoon, sure.
It was hot, buddy.
Well, let me knock this break out, James. Hang on, I'll be right back at you, buddy.
Hang with me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:36 here in the Bayou City. Okay, James, we're back, man.
Hi, buddy. Well, I got nothing. But this is going to change what the fish are. I looked at the water temperature, like 62. It was. Did you say it changed all that fish weather stuff up? They want you to try to like buy something to get on the pro deal?
Yeah, I saw that. Well, they can go on down the road. Ain't no way, man, I'm paying for weather predictions. I can do that for free.
The only one I pay for is buoy weather. Because I use it offshore. And,
well, yeah, and I can understand that.
But you got to pay attention, man. You got to, like, look at it every 5 minutes or they're going to change it. Let's see what the water temperature is. What'd you have at Eagle Point?
It was 62 at Eagle Point.
Yeah, it came up a little bit. Now, it was 62 yesterday because the tide came in. It's 64.4 now.
I'm showing 62.1 at Eagle Point, 69.1 at Morgan's Point.
Yeah, that's probably right. Eagle Point, you know, that's probably more what it is in the bay, you know, because the tide got real high. Some of that Gulf water come in here, so that's probably why it's 64. But, man, I'm trying to think what it was when I come in, Mickey Tuesday. It was, oh, man, it was 76.
Had to be in maybe the mid-70s, yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. You know, we caught a bunch of fish Monday, bunch of little trout. You know, we got to laughing about that.
Baloney.
My guys were laughing. I said, man, you know, if the limit, now think about this, if the limit was 20, was it 10? It was 20 and 12 and then 10 and 14, right, is what it was. So if you was 10 and 14.
We had a 12-inch minimum when it was a 20-fish limit.
I'm pretty sure, Mickey, check it.
Or was it 13? Well, I don't know how to check it. Go back that far. That's in the dark ages, man.
No. Well, I was a kid, but you were older than me, of course. But fishing when there wasn't no limit was boxes. But I'm pretty sure when they put the 20-fish limit, it was 20 and 12. But I ain't Mr. Encyclopedia, but I think that's right. But
I'm thinking 20 and 14.
It might have been 14, so it may have stayed 14. So they may have just changed from 20 to 10 and still left it at 14, right? Because it was 10 and 14.
Yeah.
Well, what I was telling my guys, we were laughing. I said,
then it was 5 and 15, and now it's 3 and 15.
Yeah, and the slippery slot, the slippery slot. But
yeah, the 5-inch slot, baby.
Yeah, and I'm telling my guys, look, man, if it was the old days and you were trying to get your 30 fish, we'd have caught 30 trout out of one school of birds.
Yeah, you could do it.
Yeah, but now you're, and we talked about this. I'm watching. I purposely did this because I could actually still cast Monday. What I sent you hadn't happened yet, so I'm fishing, and I counted. We catch like 30 something, and they smoke 4 of them. You know, smoke. Oh, James, give me the pliers.
Just gut wrenched them.
Yeah, so I counted. So we smoked 4 of them. I'm just me in one boat. Okay, think about the boats that are out there doing. They ain't doing no different what I'm doing. Well, I only
exactly
a couple of times. So just start multiplying that. You know, it's kind of like we talked about it. And I ain't Mr. Smart Guy, but hey, let's kill every 2.5-year-old deer we got. Let's just kill them all, and then we'll grow the real big ones. Well, if you kill 2.5, you ain't going to have no big ones. Something
like deer
ain't
hunting,
right,
man. I mean,
something ain't right, Mickey. So there's something out of whack. I ain't the smartest guy in the world, but something ain't right. I don't really understand it. I don't know. Maybe it's just the year. I don't think 3 fish got nothing to do with it, but I don't know about that slot deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Really, if you want to eat fish, honestly, if you want to eat them, hey, guys, look, here's your slot. It's 14 to 17 inches. Those are eaters.
Yeah.
Eat them. Turn everything else loose. Oh, you want you a big one? Wow.
Well, you and I have talked about this a bunch of times. When you get to that 20-inch, you know, 19, 20 inches up to about 26 inches, that's the ones you want to save right there. Those are the ones that do the best and the most spawning, most eggs. And they're more prolific. They get more spawns a year out of them.
Well, you get more bang for your buck.
You get way more bang for your buck in those middle fish like that. You know,
but there's a lot more little ones spawning. Just see, it's kind of a wash. We were talking about all this stuff. Man, when you're out there just fishing, you know, because I don't go in. You just talk about everything. You know, you got, let's just say, you got 1,014-incher spawning. X amount of eggs, but you don't have but 350,000 22-inch fish spawning, which of course have more eggs, but there's a lot more of these other ones. So I don't know.
Gilman just sent me a message. David did. He said it was 12 inches and 20 fish began in December of 78.
Thought it might have been 12 inches at one time.
Well, yeah, like way back. I mean, that's dark age stuff. But we did have a limit change after 83, though, I thought. Maybe that's when they went to 14 inches.
I don't know. Remember when it froze? When I met you, we were all down through yacht basin, lacing them out. They relaxed the limit and everything.
Remember they relaxed the limit and let everybody scoop up stunned fish, man. What a waste.
Yeah, that was terrible. But I'm pretty sure that's when it went to 10. Or it might have been 85. It was somewhere around there in the 80s. But, you know, the days of doing what you and Blaine and myself and Darren, all of us did back in the day, you know, I tell my guys, you know, our goal when the limit was 20 to try to catch a 100-pound limit. When it was 10, we tried to catch a 50-pound limit.
Right.
Well, those days are gone. They ain't never coming back. So, you know, I don't know. I can't explain it. But whatever they're doing for Galveston, I'm talking about Galveston. I got some argument with somebody. Look, man, I ain't talking about South Texas. I don't live there. I don't know that. I can go down there and go fishing because it's easy. It is easy. If I wanted to go, I got it down there for 3 or 4 years.
You fish down there.
How easy is it for you? If you was younger and wanted to go to South Texas, buddy, you would light their world up down there.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's easy. You come fishing Galveston, Texas, it's hard, buddy. It's tough. But
different animal up here. Way different.
Yeah. for some reason, Galveston Bay just doesn't. It ain't doing good. It ain't doing bad, but it ain't getting better. I don't really get it.
Well, I do. Just come hang out up here on my end for about a week and look at what's going on industry-wise.
Yeah.
And everything that happens up here, it trickles all the way downstream through the bay system, buddy. 100%. No matter what kind of garbage you're stirring up off the bottom or, you know, new development, more concrete, more runoff, more pollution, more everything. It's never ending, and it's not going to get better.
And I'm saying that, and I don't know tongue in cheek, because we know it's mainly an environmental deal. Hey, man, when Harvey came, buddy, there's no telling what happened. But Kelly Rising them fish with me Sunday. I actually did catch pretty nice fish Sunday. I caught him. I wish Kelly and them would have caught him. I caught one like 5 pounds. Yeah. Man, we fished hard. We fished till 4 o'clock.
That used to be an everyday fish, though, here. I mean, we used to catch several of those a day. Like, you know, no big deal.
Oh, that was the biggest trout I personally have caught all fall, me personally.
Yeah.
But I put Kelly and them and Jim out on these rocks that I like, but it was kind of deep, all of us. And Cameron was with us, so me and Cameron went and got out over here, and I think he caught one about 18 inches. And I caught that fish. Kelly and them caught a couple. But I was talking to him about Sabine. He says, no good. He lives there, grew up there, born and raised there. He said it ain't no good. He don't even fish there. His house is there. He don't even fish there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the Sabine Lake record. Now, little fish, them little ones, whatever their limit is over there, you know, said, yeah, that there's some of them, he said, but it's not very good. And that's why they come over here and fish with me. At least over here, you know, you might have a chance. Not a good one, but you might have a chance. Hey, but, man, I was looking at that spectacular deal, those weights.
Well, yeah.
Larry was telling me this. You could fish anywhere you wanted. That was a Matagorda deal. Galveston,
yeah.
Sabine. And look at the weights, dude. 8.31 pounds won it. 8 pounds. So
what's the aggregate? Fishing, three fish or what?
Yeah, I think it's three.
Yeah.
And I think it's a video deal, too, Mickey. It ain't a go kill them. I'm pretty sure you just video it. So that's taking your best shot. That ain't a slot deal.
Right.
And I'm like, man, because Larry told me the fishing was terrible. Then I forgot about you could go to wherever, Matagorda, Sabine. I guess my point of that story is it was bad fishing everywhere. It just, you know, was bad.
Yeah.
Never terrible weight.
Well,
so I bet this makes it better. We're going to fight the winds, but I bet this will make fishing better. I bet it does. I hope. Let me back up. Hope it makes it easier. And Kelly wanted to kill me Sunday. He said, man, let's go. And I got mad at him. I couldn't catch him. Hey, and we caught something everywhere we went. You'd catch a fish, some fish. But you just didn't lean on nothing. I said, man, let's go back in here where we started. So we ended up finishing on this little place that we catch nice trout on. It's an easy place. It's a 10-minute spot. You get out either there or not. I said, well, I spent about 20 minutes here two different times a day, and we ain't cut a feather. We can't even hang an oyster.
Well, all right, dog. Well, hey, man, doctor them shoulders up. Put them in a sling or whatever you got to do. Get some icy hot out and lube them up. Somebody wants to call you about going fishing, brother. Give them some info how they can reach you, James.
409-771-7306.
All right, dog. I'm going to jump the bridge and go talk to old shark buddy over there and see what he's doing this morning.
Roger, buddy. Glad you had a good day.
See you, James. You bet, buddy. Take care, man. All right, let's go over to Offense Bayou now and check in with Captain Sharky Marquez this morning. Sharky, good morning. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
Well, we're good, man. We finally made it back into town and supposed to be fishing this morning, but that wind is ripping, buddy.
Yep. Well, watching your guys the last few days, it's been a redfish roundup, man.
Golly, man, and some nasty stuff too, man. We all opted into the recoup and recover this morning, and me for driving, but them for getting tossed around the last couple days. And anyway, we're going this afternoon. Everybody's loaded up, and we're all going to head out this afternoon, man. But we were able to push our morning trips and delay them a little bit. Not like it looks too much better, but it looks, I mean, you know, by about like 2 o'clock, everything drops down pretty good. So,
well, I hope it's right. I hope that,
boy, me too,
works out. Maybe before all that Atlanta stuff gets here tonight, it'll get a little lay down.
Golly, you seen that? It's going to be crazy tomorrow.
That's what they're predicting. That's what they're predicting. We'll see.
I see it coming in like from 3 to 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, it's a nasty line.
I don't think I'm doing this show. I hope I don't lose power and internet and all that stuff. And that's happened before. Golly.
Is there, are they calling any rain on it or just crazy wind?
Well, they're calling for wind, but they're, you know, Galveston's showing 90%, you know, chance of thunderstorms tonight.
Oh, with the front.
Yeah. So we'll see. You know, the way the pattern's been, everything stayed above us and gone to the east and northeast. So,
yeah, we need to get another good look at it. The way the direction of the wind's coming, you know, we should have some building protection when it hits. But, yeah, we need to take a look at it, especially if it's got some moisture in it. That's a fact. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, that one probably take all the water out of the bay, huh?
No, not really, because it's going to be more of a it's going to have more northeast in it.
Yeah, you know? It's not a west. It's a north, huh? A north.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at Galveston here again to get the new update on G-Town.
Oh, G-Town.
Let's see here. Now they're
I think it's blowing out of the
southeast 20 to 30 today. Then tonight, east northeast 10 to 20. Tomorrow, north northeast 20 to 30 for Galveston. So I don't look for it to blow any water out.
Yeah.
Like you would
windy as heck.
North or northwest, exactly. It's going to have northeast in it, which will actually bring water up. Well, you can see the bull tides this morning. They're bulled up from that blow yesterday.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Lee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Well, I'm itching to get back out there, man. We're gonna leave later this afternoon and go give them heck. But, yeah, the guys been catching them, man. It ain't been super nice or pretty out there, but they've been hammering down on them.
No, but they've been taking care of business.
That's right, man. Doing a darn good job for being stuck fishing in this super high winds, you know?
Yeah.
And golly, that tide is way up. You are right, man. I'm looking at the cameras right now. My boat's like,
yesterday, it blew a lot of water in here, man.
Wow. Super high tide.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, man.
That's good.
Heck yeah, it is. Heck yeah, it is. Because, you know what?
I'd rather have too much water than not enough, you know?
Boy, you ain't joking, man. We could get up in there and do what we got to do and fish some nooks and crannies and not have to worry about dragging mud. And
I don't think flounder season will ever get here.
I don't think so either. It seems like it's just super.
At the bit so big time, and I mean, it's still, you know, what, 16, 17 days away. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm super itching for it, man, and it just hadn't. It's just not here yet. Everybody's itching for it. I'm excited, man. I think it's gonna be a good one too, because all this, you know, all this warmth, you know, for this long, this late in the year, and
yeah, if it'll stay, keep our water temperature up like it is now, maybe our flounder enthusiasts can get a good lick at them.
I'm sure,
patiently,
man.
Long enough, man. It's time for him to take a little table fare home.
I know it. We're itching, brother. We're itching. Hopefully so, and hopefully these fronts will kill out, man, so we can get out there. I'm itching to get out there and do some sword fishing and wahoo, man. Wahoo's right around the corner. So
Man, I haven't been able to see any kind of weather window anywhere. So
no, next week doesn't look good either, not for going out there.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. Not even a day, man. I looked, too. It was like, give me a day, you know, give me a little window to be able to blast out. But I don't see sure. much of anything, man.
Well, we
shall Oh, well, see. It's coming, brother. We'll get our old ring.
All right, buddy. Well, look, man, if somebody wants to come down to G-Town and hook up, and jump on a boat, maybe even do some lodging, spend a night and jump on a boat, how do they get a hold of you? Give them some info, Sharky.
Come on with it, guys. Would love to have y'all out here in Galveston, man. Come check us out at Bayside Event Center right here on 61st Street. On-site lodging. Load the family up. You can stay, fish, have a good time. And, yeah, birthday parties, holiday parties coming up. We have two different options for holiday parties up in our main lodge. You can rent that per hour. You can stay the night. Our main ballroom area. So it's a great space, man. We'd love to have you guys. Bayside Event Center and Outcast Charters right here in Galveston, Texas. Hope everybody has a blessed weekend, man, and had a happy Thanksgiving.
You got it. We're going to go
try to hammer them this afternoon.
All right, brother. Well, Sharky, I'll be safe out there. Hope the weather holds. See you, man.
Thanks, brother. Talk to you later.
Take care. All right, that's Sharky Marquez in Galveston. It's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.